Frank, how's that relationship between Carson and John DeFilippo unique compared to other quarterbacks and quarterback coaches you've been with?
I mean, that relationship couldn't be any better. I mean, you got two guys who like to get after it, who hard work, discipline, organized, come to work every day to get better. So they're really on the same page, and it's gelled really well.
Where have you seen, in regards to Carson's use of his eyes to move defenders, has he improved in his second year, and where have you seen that most, and what kind of plays?
You know, I mean, I think, yeah, that's certainly one of the areas that he's improved in. Like we've talked about a lot, you make incremental improvements, hopefully, in every aspect of your game, and using your eyes and your body and little subtle movements to influence defenders, and knowing, really, part of that equation is knowing when to do it and when not to do it. And I think Carson has, for instance, when a corner is playing press coverage and he's not looking at the quarterback, obviously there's not much use to use eyes on him. And now you're using your eyes on the free safety. You know, when it's zone coverage, now how do you affect a corner with your eyes? If there's a high-low read, you know, can you use your eyes to suck a corner up on cover two to the flat defender and hit it in behind him? And, he's continued to show a natural aptitude for that that just gets refined with every game that you play.
How do you practice it? Or is it just as the game slows down, it gives you more time to do that?
I think it's both and. I think it is you practice it. And I think Coach DeFilippo does a good job with Carson in that regard, doing drills where, he'll do drills with him where you are using your, working a defender. And then a lot of it's just playing as well. And not just playing, but then seeing it and studying it on film. And I'm really a big believer in this, that you can study film and you can feel yourself get in the moment. That's one thing that we've always talked to the quarterbacks and the team in general and the offense in general about is, good teams, good players find a way to put themselves in the game all the time, whether it's a walkthrough, whether it's a meeting room, whether you're in the film studying, that you can actually, when you can actually learn to put yourself in the moment and make it feel like it's a game, even though you're sitting in a film room, it takes discipline, it takes focus to do that, but I really believe you can get a lot better doing that. You can have two people sit in a room for the same amount of time and one guy get a lot more than the other guy. And I believe that Carson gets a lot out of every moment he spends in there.
Can you think of any specific examples where he's moved a defender and hit a big play as a result?
What's his eyes? There's probably multiple off the top of my head. No. Yeah.
Frank Dallas had a lot of high-profile issues after losing their left tackle, trying to pass protect. You guys lost an all-pro level left tackle. An area hiccup. How do you explain that? Player, game plan, scheme?
I think it's, we take a next, here we just take a next man up mentality. And it speaks, when we lost a tackle in Jason Peters, it's the quality of the players backing him up. It is all of those things that you mentioned. I mean, to me, when a guy just comes in new, do you try to give him a little bit extra help knowing it's his first time up? Yeah, you probably do that. You probably call some plays that are more conducive, get the ball out a little bit quicker, all those things. It's the accumulation of all those things.
Have you noticed, since you've been back, if Jay Ajayi has, a better grasp of the offense, if you spent, obviously, the week off studying, and has he seemed a lot more prepared going into this week's game?
I think that Jay, I was impressed with Jay right off the bat in the first week, how quickly he grasped it. Particularly in the protections, and we've talked about that a lot in here, how important that is. And you just know we've been around this game long enough as coaches when a guy gets it, and Jay gets it. You could just feel that right from the start. It didn't hurt to get a vote of confidence when Deuce, tells me after the first day that Jay's here, he goes down in the meeting room with him for several hours just to kind of have a crash course. And, Deuce has been around the block a few times, and for Deuce to walk out of that meeting, he said, yeah, we're good. We're good. This guy's going to be fine mentally. And that's what we've seen. So I think the best thing to say about it is it's not an issue. I mean, it's not a distraction. It's not prohibiting us because we do things the way we do with our backs, and it's by committee. we're not hampered by the fact that he's relatively new. He'd have a small package anyway, the way we do it, and he's able to handle whatever we're able to give him at this point.
So how far along?
We know how the Coach of the Year stuff, that voting goes and all that stuff. And obviously, you don't vote. But, I mean, what do you – does Doug deserve consideration, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, just – I mean, the reality is just look at the – I mean, we'll see at the end of the year. But certainly at this point, you know, look at the record of our team and look at the job that Doug has done in every facet, you know, from being the play caller to, you know, being the integral, the primary leader on our team. You can't say enough about it. And I just think that just speaks to the quality of his work, the quality of who he is as a person, you know, and he deserves whatever attention he's getting right now is well deserved. And we as a coaching staff, and I believe the players are, you know, this is a guy you want to follow because you believe in him. His integrity is impeccable. His work ethic is second to none. Just the kind of guy you like working for.
In getting back to Jay, Doug said in that first game he had about 15 to 20 plays that he put on his plate. How much more can he take on now that he's had essentially 2 weeks between games?
You know, everything we need him to take on. Like you said, when there was 15 to 20 plays in that first game, that was more than I was anticipating. I mean, it was when, sure, Deuce gave us that good news that, hey, we're going to be good. Whatever we want to put on him for this first game, he's going to be able to handle. We kind of thought going in, hey, we'll give him it. But as the week went on, the package grew. Quite honestly, you know how we do it. We put numbers of backs on certain plays. And by the end of the week, he was adapting so well and learning so well that we were adding his number to plays because he could handle it. And so when I look at our game plan for this week, I honestly look at it, and there's probably not a play on there that I wouldn't feel comfortable putting his number on. So as far as him learning it and knowing what to do. So I just think that speaks a lot about him as a player.
You're first in the league right now in red zone offense, Frank, after finishing 24th last year. A lot of reasons for that, obviously. I mean, when you diagnose it, I mean, what are the biggest reasons for that improvement?
Players making plays. I mean, and I think as a staff, I think we, you know, you continue to develop your scheme and learn your players, but it starts. I've always felt that situational football is where playmakers show up, and that starts in third down and on the red zone and in the red zone, where guys make plays, where you can look, you can be, and if you look at the red zone stats, you can be 24th in the league and say, if we had just scored 5 more touchdowns, I'm just using a hypothetical here, it doesn't take that many more touchdowns to go from 24th to 10th. And so it's just a question of making 5 or 10 more plays over the course of a season. And this year we're making those plays. This year we're, you know, Carson's playing phenomenal down in that area. A lot of it's the quarterback play down in that area as well, that you can run the ball. And a lot of it's play calling. And I think, you know, Coach deserves a lot of credit for that, especially in the red zone, of having the sense of the right play to call. And, of course, being aggressive and going for it on fourth down, it gives you an extra play down there when you're willing to take that risk and have your confidence in the players. And I think Doug's confidence in our players is beginning to show itself more and more in that area.
Did you personally work out Dak Prescott during the pre-draft process and spend a lot of time evaluating him?
I spent a lot of time. I didn't work him out, but we had him into the building. And, you know, I forget how many quarterbacks we brought in that year, but he was maybe 5 quarterbacks that we brought into the building that year, and he was one of them. And, you know, I mean, you can ask anybody. I had very, very high grades on Dak in every aspect, from his college tape. I thought his college tape was really, really good. I really liked the way he threw the ball, his timing and anticipation. When he came in here and we sat down and interviewed him, a hardcore interview, you know, as far as digging down into protections and X and O's and pass concepts and what his understanding of the pass game was and protections, it was really high in all areas. So, and then you could just tell he had that X factor as far as natural leadership ability. So, yeah, I enjoyed getting to know him a little bit.
One guy, speaking of the red zone, who's been really effective down there is Corey Clement, and 5 touchdowns in 9 games. What makes him effective? What gets him in the end zone on those plays?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he made that phenomenal catch. That just ability. You know, it's just ability and want. And some of us just want to. I mean, I think all of our players have a lot of want to, but I'd put Corey, I mean, if we're talking small increments of want to, you know, they're all really great A+, but Corey has that little bit of extra want to. That's always been something that's stuck out about him as far as I'm concerned from day one when he's been here.
You've been around Toronto now for almost 2 years. What does he bring to the team in the offense, even though he may not be as involved as he normally used to?
Brent? Yeah, I can't say enough about Brent. I always contend that, you know, Brent, I don't think he's physically, I don't think he's slowed down at all. I don't see it. And I watch all the guys very closely, the way he runs and moves, his route running capabilities. We don't use him because of Zach and Trey, because those guys are so good in that area as well. But, you know, when Zach went down and Brent had to step up, you know, there's literally so much confidence in the way who he is as a football player, what he brings to our team, his leadership, his toughness. I love his toughness more than anything. And, you know, we need that. He'll block at the point of attack and yet is still better than adequate pass receiver. So there's nothing about his game that we don't like, and I'm really glad he's here.
What does Charlie mean to the Cowboys defense?
Who?
What's
it means a lot. I mean, that guy is he's an amazing player. I mean, his instincts, his knack to get to the football is second to none. I mean, second to none. That guy, you watch him on tape, and he is impressive, impressive football player. So, you know, it's a big loss for them. There's no question. I mean, that guy's a, you know, but this is the NFL. We've lost some good players as well, and I'm sure they got the same mentality that we have, you know, next man up, and he's their leader and all that stuff, their quarterback on defense. But I'm sure they got that next man up. What a great player he is. Probably so, and probably so. But that again, that's a credit to Corey. I mean, he's came in. You know, you get back from Wisconsin, you're not thinking pass protection, or you're not thinking in that mode. But here's a guy who continues to show that he's better in the pass game as a route runner than you thought he was going to be. He handles the protections extremely well, and I think some of that goes back to the want to. You know, he wants to play and he wants to be on the field and knows that that's especially with Sproles being hurt. You know, especially with Sproles being hurt, that gives him an opportunity.
I know it's QB versus the opposing defense, not QB versus QB, but in your experience, does it matter to a quarterback when the QB on the other team is a high-profile guy?
I mean, I don't think it all matters, of course. So I would say from that aspect, yes. I mean, there's that little bit inside you that you know they're linked together. So that's natural. That's human nature. But I can assure you that right now the only Cowboys that the Carson is worried about or thinking about are those four guys up front and those secondary players. You're not at all thinking about what kind of game Dak's going to have. He's concerned and focusing on that defense, and they certainly have some good players over there that are worthy to be concerned about and to focus on.
As a former backup, I mean, you understand the importance of having – solid number two. You guys obviously hope nothing happens to Carson this season. But when you look around the league, there's a lot of teams that have just disintegrated because of their starter getting hurt. What's your confidence level with a guy like Nick as the backup?
Incredibly high. You know, even when he came in, stepped in the other week, and, you know, okay, we had the sack fumble, but, you know, just the play he made on the check that he made on the long pass to Nelson. The guy's totally unflappable. His confidence level is off the charts high, that knows he can get it done in this league, can make all the throws, obviously has done it. When you got a backup quarterback that's thrown 7 touchdown passes in one game, that says a lot. And a guy who's won a lot of games in this league. So someone that he's got a lot of confidence in himself. Staff has confidence in players, have confidence in him as well. So, and, yeah, you hope that position never gets a chance to play. But the way he prepares and the way he helps Carson, I think, is he's making us better.